Lorna Johnson, you're with the Brogan Group in their marketing department. You're a marketing coordinator there, but you're also someone that has an incredible talent in fine art, and you've just recently done a beautiful painting. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, so basically, obviously, I do art on the side of my job with Brogan Group. And based with my time of being on furlough, I basically decided that it'd be good to sort of create something that might make a bit of a difference. So I created this painting for the NHS to hopefully sort of lift their spirits, and hopefully they'll feel proud when they see it. And I've also started a raffle online on Just Giving to hopefully raise as much money as possible, which is going pretty well so far. So, and the support has been, you know, amazing for that. So
it's quite incredible. I can see the painting in front of me, and I guess because listeners are listening to you, it's hard to visualize, isn't it, what this painting might look like. If you can describe it and talk us through, I think that'd be really handy, because it is quite a poignant and meaningful image, isn't it?
Yeah, basically I wanted to show them as superheroes. So I've taken the sort of classic Superman pose, you know, hands on your hips, and use the NHS logo as the Superman logo, with a rainbow over the top of the in the background, to basically just symbolise that they are the heroes of not just this time, but obviously, you know, they help us all throughout the year in doing their daily jobs. So that's what I wanted to sort of portray through this.
And you've been doing fine art for the last 4 years, haven't you, since you finished at university?
Yeah, I've just been doing it on the side, so just trying to keep being creative as much as possible, I suppose.
Yeah, and you've got a little shed in your back garden, haven't you, where you do most of your oil paintings?
Yes, my shed.
Yeah. Can you tell our listeners what this little shed's like, and what are some of the other works you've done as well, to get a feel for what sort of stuff you paint?
My shed was built probably 3 years ago, and it's literally just a souped up shed with some light and some heating that, you know, keeps me going. And it's enough space to, yeah, do what I love, really. And I just do it in the evenings or the weekends. But the paintings I've sort of done, I love doing portraits and animals, but I've done landscapes as well and cityscapes. But basically oil painting is what I love doing. So that's my main passion, I suppose, that I do in my life.
Yeah, and you're a Welland Green resident, as the Brogan Group's that way as well. And like you mentioned, people have obviously really taken to the image that you painted, because you cracked the 4,000 mark yesterday on your Just Giving, haven't you? And originally you were only going to set a fundraising target of about 1,000. It was quite conservative, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously other people encouraged me to set it higher, and I'm glad I didn't, because obviously it's raised 4,000, which is incredible.
It is.
I set the target at 5,000. So if we can reach that would be, you know, the cherry on top of the cake. But if not, then 4,000 is, I'm amazed by the support that everyone's given. So.
Oh, absolutely. And there's two things I guess I wanted to, you know, find out from you, in that, you know, you're someone that works in a marketing role, as well as someone that also has a great talent and obviously deep love of doing oil paintings, and you do have a creative side. What, I guess, would you say to other people that might be similar to yourselves? They might be finding themselves in a furloughed scenario. They might have, you know, had a full-time position where now they're at home more, and they perhaps may have some sort of skill. Maybe they like to, I don't know, do some sort of crafting or sculpting, or maybe they're good at, you know, filmmaking, or any type of creative talent. How are you finding, I guess, the kind of get up and go to keep doing the painting every day? Because I imagine it takes quite a bit of commitment and patience, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Obviously, it helps if you love doing it. But even if, you know, online, if you don't have all of the stuff you need, there's still places online you can buy, you know, craft stuff, paint. And especially if you're on furlough, obviously this is the time you can use to bring out that creative side and create things that you wanted to do, perhaps that you didn't have the time to before. So I think it's just about using this time that perhaps has been given in a positive way, and and sort of make stuff from it.
Absolutely. And I guess the second thing as well is we've got to say a big shout out and thank you to the Brogan Group, because they're sponsoring you to do this as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are sponsoring me, and they've always been really supportive of my art on the side and everything. So it's amazing of them to obviously pay for the cost of the prints and postage and everything, which has enabled me to basically do the raffle the way it is. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And can we just talk to the raffle again so people know what it is they can do and how they can get in contact with you?
Yep. So basically it's £5 equals sort of one ticket or one entry into the draw. And the first prize is you can win the original painting. And second prize is you can get a commission of your choice done. And then the third prize is more prints to be sent out. But basically if you donate over £30, the first 150 people will receive an A3 print. So obviously that's what Brogan is sponsoring as well, which is great. But yeah, I suppose if you search for Lorna Johnson on Just Giving, I believe it comes up, but the actual name of it is NHS Heroes Painting Fundraiser. I have an Instagram as well, which is ljohnson.art, which has a link on as well, so if you find that. Or you can go through Brogan Group's website, and I think they have the link on there as well. So, yeah.
Excellent. And it ends on 31st of May. Is that the final date?
Yeah, at midday it ends on the 31st.